Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's becoming more and more obvious that the Lions have a brewing situation. And Gator, dare we call it a sensitive situation? I think it's a sensitive situation. It's
somewhat sensitive.
One of their best players, one of the most valuable players, appears to be unhappy with his contract. There's growing evidence of that fact. Darius Slay signed a four-year extension in 2017. It made him the seventh highest paid corner in the NFL. That contract is now the 12th best for a corner on an annual basis in the NFL. He is 28 years old. He's got 2 years left. Generally, renegotiations and extensions aren't given out to players with 2 years left. Generally, they are players with 1 year left. But yesterday on Twitter, there was a story written by Dave Burkett that he linked about Darius Slay's contract. And a reader tweeted in a response to that by the name of G-Dub. This is G-Dub. A man's word is his worth. If Slay has 2 years left on a contract he signed, he needs to honor that or he's no man at all. Same for every other player.
Well, it seems like everything other than a sports contract, I agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say everything other than the NFL contract, I would agree with it. You don't see people holding out in baseball after they've signed a 5-year, $100 million deal and they want the last years, they want to renegotiate. You don't see that happening. And maybe it's just because of the nature of the salary cap with football that you can manipulate it. Or because, you know, in football, they're not all guaranteed contracts. So the teams have the opportunity to drop you like that at no cost. And they don't have to pay you the rest of the contract. So it's a little different with the NFL. And I get that. It's why I kind of give it a little bit more latitude there. Because I'm kind of I believe in principle and integrity. And you got a contract and you don't like it. Hey, man. Exactly.
Following through. I believe in those things as well. Except in football, for the NFL. Because you get hurt and you're cut and that's it.
Yeah. It's because the way the contracts are structured to begin with. The contracts are contracts that are made to be broken. So
now part
it's
of
different
me,
in the NFL.
I still believe. I like to believe. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to duck for cover because people are going to roll their eyes. I'd like to believe that I would honor the contract. I would honor the contract.
Your agent might have other words for you, Doug.
I know. My family might.
I'd like to believe I would honor the contract as well, but that's why you have an agent to go ahead and negotiate that stuff. Now, would I hold out? I can't see myself doing that. I could not see myself holding out.
So this guy tweets to the Dave Burkett story. A man's word is his worth. If Slay has 2 years left on a contract he signed, he needs to honor that or he's no man at all. Same for every other player. Darius Slay tweeted back at that guy.
Dang.
They don't keep their words when they cut us while we're in our contracts.
He's right.
Okay. That is something. Him not being at OTAs is clearly about a contract, right? I don't want to read something into it. It isn't there, but it seems like you start connecting dots. The evidence is brewing, is growing that Darius Slay wants a new contract or wants a contract extension.
Yep. And again, they're voluntary workouts.
Yes.
So you got to keep that in mind too.
But the two guys that aren't there are two guys that everybody believes want new contracts. And this one seems to be really trending towards. I do not believe Darius Slay has ever missed OTAs before. So, with that said, how do you handle this? Because there's a few things to discuss. One is, how many years beyond 30 do you want Darius Slay? I could see, yes, wanting him beyond 30 for a year or two.
Well, there are plenty of defensive backs in the history of the league that have been just fine well beyond 30. do you think Darius Slay is going to be one of them? I think it's different. There's a difference between being a corner and being a safety, because we saw pretty quickly the rapid decline of Glover Quinn and what happened with him and his speed and everything else. Corners are different because they're not in that crash position like the safeties are to take that kind of punishment. Corners take plenty of punishment, but it seems like not like the safeties. So I'm not as uncomfortable signing someone to a longer deal if they're a defensive back, or specifically a cornerback.
In the top 35 paid corners in the NFL, only three are north of 30. So
currently,
but currently, yes.
We don't know what their contract. Do you know what their contracts are? How far they extend into the 30s?
Yeah, I do actually. Okay. Josh Norman goes until 2020. Kareem Jackson goes to 2021.
Do you know how old these guys
and
are?
Aqib Talib expires this year. Richard Sherman's a fourth. I apologize. Top 34, there's four. Top 35, there's four. Richard Sherman's expires in 2020. I don't want to sign him deep into his 30s. I mean, giving him an extension for a year or two, is that, if that's what he's looking for, then maybe you're fine with that. You just have to be so careful here, because let's keep in mind, and I'm sorry, I'm sin licensing here. I apologize before I do it, but we know that the Patriot way means something, and the Patriot way is to let him walk, is have him play 2 years and let him walk. And the reason it means something is because this club is operating in that fashion. Now, they don't have a ready-made replacement. There's not a lot of great lockdown corners in this league. And I don't want Darius Slay disgruntled. I don't want him disgruntled.
Well, I don't want him disgruntled either, but you're talking late in your 30s, and here he is at 28. So
I'm not talking late in the 30s.
Well, you said late in your 30s.
What?
You used the term late in their 30s.
I don't remember saying late in my 30s. I apologize. But in reference to what? I don't want him deep into his 30s. I don't want him, like, look at these guys. These guys, look at these contracts.
Right.
These contracts
what is deep into the 30s?
I don't know, Gator, 33, 34.
Well, that's what I'm asking. I'm sorry. Upset about it. I'm asking just, because he's 28 now. So if you're saying 33, you got 5 years.
Yeah, I'm 33. There's not a lot of the highest paid corners in the league that are 33. Like, that seems to be pushing it. It's pushing it based upon the market. I mean, the guy's 28. Most of these guys, if you look at the ages of the top paid corners on an annual basis, 25, 31, 29, 28, 28, 27, 28, 27, 28. I mean, there's your top 10.
Okay, and how long do those contracts go through?
Not many into their 30s. Xavier Howard goes till he's 30. Tremaine Johnson goes until he's 32. Xavier Rhodes goes until he's 31. I don't know when these guys' birthdays are, so I'm going on. I'm looking at when the contracts expire and what their current ages are. Kyle Fuller goes till he's 30.
Okay,
because Desmond Trufant goes till he's 32.
Darius Slay is a New Year's Day baby, so he just turned 28.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't mean to call him a baby. I mean, he's a man. He's got a beard and everything. So I guess if we're looking at it, because I tend to agree with you on most of this. I'm just, if you're going to give him a contract extension, he's got 2 years left on the deal. So he'll be 30 is when we're just trying to talk through it here. If you give him an extension, how long is the extension going to be for? Do you just void the last 2 years of the contract and say, okay, we're going to start new and your contract still runs through 2020, or maybe we'll give it till 2021, but we've gotten rid of the last 2 years of your current deal, give you a new deal, and the new deal gives you $30 million total.
Generally, what you don't see is a guy signing a contract, getting a contract extended for a year. You can see him getting a contract extended for 3 years, 4 years. And the franchise tag's a factor here. After these 2 years, you could franchise him another year and keep him. So you could get 3 years. The number gets much higher, but then you're out. If he's still worth it at the end of this 2 years, but what I'm more concerned about is he going to be disgruntled? Is he going to be the best player on their defense, arguably, and upset in that locker room if they don't do something about
this?
And
that's a problem you got to worry about, and that's why you have to, if you're going to give him a contract extension, you have to make it It's an NFL deal. It's one of these things where you get the money up front. There is signing bonus money and the guaranteed money aspect of it. And maybe it's a 5 or 6 year deal that you'll never see years 4, 5, and 6.
Well, and that's another thing about the tricky language of an NFL contract. 248-539-9797. How do you handle the Darius Slay situation? A lot of feedback coming in here on both Juwan Howard and the Lions situation, which the new word, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but there's a new level of intrigue. Darius Slay on Twitter responding to criticism of a fan who said, a man's word is his worth. If Slay has 2 years left on a contract he signed, he needs to honor that or he's no man at all. Slay says, they don't keep their word when they cut us while we're in our contracts. So, I mean, look, it feels like it's we have a brewing situation here. And look, maybe Slay's going to show up to minicamp and be fine. But this is totally voluntary. But what you don't want to see is this become uncomfortable. This is one of the team leaders. This is one of the guys that they're counting on. And simply put, they can't afford to have him being disgruntled in the locker room. Now, maybe that is just disappointing because he's got 2 years left on a contract. The contract that pays him $12 million this year, but merely $9 million next year, which we would all take in a heartbeat. But I would guess that it's the $9 million next year that bothers him. What if they just called him up and said, look, we don't want to extend you, but we'll bump the 9 up to 12 next year. Pay you 12 and 12.
Well, I think realistically they do want to extend him.
Do you?
Yeah, I think they do. It's just a question of coming to the right amount of money and the right term on the contract.
248-539-9797. Bob's in Shelby Township. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Okay.
Good, good. Hey, just listening to what you're talking about with Darius Slay, and I'm thinking that, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with them renegotiating and maybe add a year or two on top of it. But, you know, maybe the contract, you know, could have extra incentives in there that they would have to meet in order to get to those numbers. And, I mean, there's, you know, all sorts of things that could be done, you know, incentive-wise. And, you know, like I said, meet halfway, and maybe you got a happy guy at the end.
Could be. I would imagine that a player that's been around the league isn't big on incentives. but I get where you're coming from.
It's a way to get to the, you know, to the dollars he's looking for. I mean, you know, you can't always be all give on one side. And, you know, I understand the point that, you know, after a couple of years, you know, you could say, okay, you're done. Well, we're going to cut you. But I just, you know, it sounds like it might not be a bad way to, you know, to approach a situation and try and keep him happy.
Yeah, could be. I would imagine, again, he'd want guarantees and not incentives. But if you're going to offer, if you don't want to offer anything, maybe you go, okay, well, we'll give you this and see how he responds. 248-539-9797. Tom's in Port Huron, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Here's my thoughts. After the 2019 roster is set, the first team meeting, I'd have Martha Ford walk up and say, listen, team, if this team goes to the playoffs, wins one playoff game, I'll negotiate every player's contract on the team. The team, the team, the team. That's my thought.
Well, you can't do that. you don't have the money to do it.
To renegotiate some, then you get paid for performance. Your teammates would be picking you up because they know that what you do is going to reflect with them. So anyway, it's a thought, you know.
Yeah, Tom. Look, I've been thinking. This goes back to when I was a kid and first became aware of contracts. I always thought, how come guys don't get paid for winning? What if shouldn't all contracts be based upon is your team winning? That seems to make the most sense. But financially, the incentives for winning don't come from your league. I mean, you do get money for winning championships, but it's like $10,000.
Well, I mean, there's more than that. But yes, it's not like
it's not for them life altering. Got to win this championship money. Nobody's crying after they lose a Super Bowl because we get the loser's paycheck. That might be $10,000. I don't know what it is. It's not much.
In comparison to what their contract is.
But by winning a Super Bowl, become more high profile, and you start making more in endorsements and stuff like that. I would imagine that if the Lions ever did win a Super Bowl, in the Darius Slay era, Darius Slay would probably benefit rather greatly from that. Stafford would, Slay would, first year all pro tight end TJ Hockenson would.
Well, if they won it this upcoming season, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're probably talking, I don't even want to talk about this. Come on. Are we mentioning that those two words with the Lions?
First year all pro tight end?
No, the SB word. There you go. Are we doing that?
Well, look, I mean, it's a noble thought. And that thought's been around for 40 years.
Yeah, it's a noble thought, but it's...
it's not the way it works.
No, it's not the way it works. And you also have to keep this in mind. When we as fans think about the contracts that the players get and all that, we start to think about our own positions and whatever jobs we're in,
mm-hmm.
Whatever career we've chosen. The career that we've chosen as fans is probably the career you're going to... I mean, you could change your careers, right? But... typically, it's going to be the one that you're in for life, for 30 years or so, right? These players have such a short shelf life of being a player. Now, can they make money afterwards? Absolutely, out of name recognition. But you're only a player for as long as your body holds up.
Yep.
So I think there's a big difference when you look at the contracts, and that's why the contracts are ridiculous.
248-539-9797.
All right, yesterday I brought up the fact that the Lions, because we brought the Snacks Harrison contract extension and Darius Slay, but specifically with Snacks Harrison, could the Lions have foreseen this and drafted Ed Oliver instead of TJ Hockenson, right?
Yep.
It's just an Aaron Donald situation all over again when they drafted Eric Ebron. Gator, you hated the fact that...
I didn't want you to mention that.
Exactly.
That's
I'm sorry.
Awful. How dare you?
Now, today I want to ask you, since we're bringing up Darius Slay more specifically, although I don't believe he was on their board at all, is this a question where the Lions could have took like a greedy Williams in the second round, foreseeing that, hey, we might lose Darius Slay, you know what I'm saying, and have a guy ready to go at least within the next couple of years? Did they mess up again by passing on a cornerback for multiple rounds?
Well,
I mean, because they basically have Darius Slay and no one else, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
they got Justin Awarie, and they like him a lot.
Yeah, but that was a fifth-round pick. How much can you put into that? They didn't like him enough to take him any earlier.
Putting a lot into it, Kang.
Well, I would say this. I know
they signed the cornerback, the slot corner, for a lot of money, but he is essentially a slot corner, you believe.
The nickelback.
If there was an equivalent to Aaron Donald in the cornerback of the draft, they would have drafted him. There wasn't one available. I mean, the guys that were... yeah, the top corners in the draft were not top five players in the draft or top 10 players in the draft, right? So I don't know if there's that equivalency from this draft. Now, looking at it next year, it's something to look at. If Lions end up with, you know, another top 10 pick and there's a great corner available, everyone says a consensus top 10 pick, and they pass on him to take an offensive guard or something like that. Yeah, I think you can bring this up again next year.
So you don't think Greedy Williams, they will rue the day that they passed on Greedy Williams?
I don't think so. Not in terms of what you're saying, because Slay is still here for 2 years. Now, next year, if they haven't really addressed, and whoever they've got opposite Slay at cornerback, and you don't like it, and it's obvious that Slay could be on his way out like Sue was, and they don't draft one, then he could say it.
That is the main difference. These guys have 2 years left, yes. And Sue was on his final year.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.